This is Talking in Your Sleep by Hixie Sticks, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Alexander Callus / Garazeb Zeb Aurelius, and includes tags sleep talking and fluff. Summary: Callus is a sleep talker. Sometimes it's embarrassing, sometimes it's irritating. Sometimes it leads to better things. Zeb stirred, blinking blearily in the dim light of his cabin. Something had woken him, but what? A moan arose from the space between Zeb and the wall. "No, stop," came the sleepy mumble. Ah, Callus was talking in his sleep again. That in and of itself wasn't so strange. He'd woken Zeb up on a regular basis since they first started spending their nights together. At first, Zeb had woken Callus up to stop him, but it quickly became clear that Callus had no control over it and would often fall right back into whatever dream inspired the mutterings. It only happened about once a week anyhow, so Zeb had gotten used to covering his ears with a pillow or getting up and finding something to do for 30 minutes or so. But that was normally, when Callus muttered nonsense sentences with only the slightest connections to reality. This didn't sound normal. Callus's moan had sounded pained, especially paired with the invective to stop. "I won't do it again," Callus mumbled, tossing his head to the side. Sweat darkened his rosy hair, sending strong wafts of his scent through the cabin. "Cal," Zeb whispered, propping himself up on his side. Gently, he stroked his lover's cheek with a claw. "Come on, Cal. Come back to me." Callus groaned, a slight scratching noise telling Zeb the human was clawing at the wall. "Cal," he said a little more insistently. Still, Callus slept, his groan turning into a painful whine. "No," he gasped, jerking awake. He lay there frozen for a moment. Zeb ran a hand on his bare arm. "Are you all right, Cal?" Callus breathed deeply, letting out tension as he did so. He rolled to face Zeb, burying his face in Zeb's chest. "If I'm on the coast with you, I am." Wrapping his free arm around Callus, Zeb nuzzled at the top of his head. "You were talking again." A pause. "I apologize," Callus said. "Don't," Zeb chastised lightly. "You can't help it. But it sounded like a nightmare. What were you dreaming?" "You don't want to know." Callus pulled back, pressing himself against the wall. "Let's go back to sleep." "Not if you're gonna go back to the same nightmare," Zeb said. "Tell me about it, love." Callus hesitated, but he sighed and rubbed at his face. "I was Imperial again." "All right," Zeb said. That didn't seem so odd. Callus had been an Imperial for 16 years, a rebel far less. Made sense that he'd dream about that, especially with the regrets he carried. "What happened?" "Kanan," Callus whispered. "I was torturing Kanan again." Zeb's breath hitched. Kanan's death was still reason enough it hurt to hear his name. "You were protesting," Zeb prompted. Callus nodded. "I didn't want to. I tried not to, and when I didn't, Thrawn showed up and put me in the chair." "Thrawn?" Zeb asked gently. "I know he wasn't assigned to Lothal at that time," Callus said quickly, as if he really needed to explain dream logic. But he's the one who tortured you," Zeb finished. "Bastard." Callus gave a short laugh, cutting himself off quickly. "He was that," he agreed. "Again, I'm sorry I woke you." "I'd rather you wake up from dreams like that," Zeb said. He grinned. "That, or you can dream I rush into the room and save you." "Zeb, I can't control my dreams." "Sure you can. Just think of me coming in and beating the shivit out of Thrawn. Owe him a couple good ones for you, and for Ezra. And then we come back to the ghost and criff like a couple of horny teenagers." Callus's laugh was softer this time. Less harsh. "That is a much better dream." Zeb's grin widened. He was getting through. "Come here," he said, tugging Callis lightly, trying to get him to move closer on the bed. "Get me wrapped around you. You won't forget to dream about me instead." Tilting his head up, Callis placed a gentle kiss on Zeb's lips. "Zeb, I dream of you anyway." "Good," Zeb murmured against Callis's mouth. "Better me than anyone else. Though if you need something new to dream about, we can work on that in the morning before the others get up." Even in the dim light, Zeb could see Callis quirk his eyebrows. "In the morning?" "Yeah, because it's the middle of the night and I'm sleepy and holding you and I don't want to move." "Ah." Callis worked his fingers into Zeb's fur, rubbing his thumbs back and forth. "I think I can accept those terms." Zeb snorted. "Accept those terms? Just say you're tired too and let's get some sleep. Thrawn ain't invited this time." "I agree." Callis sighed and burrowed into his pillow again. "Thank you for fighting for me, even in my dreams, Zeb." Zeb rubbed Callis's back briefly. "Someone's gotta watch your back. If I watch your back, I also get to look at your ass." Callis huffed a laugh, barely audible as he drifted off again. Zeb pulled him a little closer, breathing deeply, letting Callis's scent calm him as he settled back to sleep. He'd fight all Callis's dreams for him if he could. Griff, he'd fight anyone in real life for Callis, too. But he knew Callis was in the most danger from himself. He couldn't always protect him. Callis didn't need protecting most of the time. But he could be there after. And Zeb planned to always be there after.